I'm Christian Zadak, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. When's the last time you had to step outside of your comfort zone? What prompted you to venture out into that less comfortable territory? Depending on who you are or where you live, you might not have many opportunities to move beyond the bounds of your own comfort. And you probably don't want to. If given the choice, who would pick discomfort? If you've lived in the same town, on the same street for years and years, gone to the same restaurants, bought the same things from the grocery store, done the same things, experienced the same things, then something very small can feel like a big challenge to you. If ordering a different entree than usual feels like a stretch, then you probably fall into this camp. On the other hand, if you travel all the time, or you're the kind of person who really likes to try new things, then you might have to take a few more steps to get outside of your comfort zone. I lived in China for 10 years. For the first two of those years, I felt like I was way outside of my comfort zone. Everything from the language, to the food, to the basic social customs I hadn't grown up with, all felt so foreign to me. But of course, they were not foreign, they were local. I was the foreigner. I never stopped being a foreigner in China, but after a few years, the boundaries of my comfort zone extended to all the things I did in my everyday life there. The food and the language and the relational culture became familiar and even something that I cherished. In Acts chapter 10, Peter experiences an intense cultural shift. He goes from seeing the world very clearly in one way, through one set of lenses, to seeing the same world in a totally new way. It's a very big deal for him and a very big deal for the church. And it's a prime example of cross-cultural ministry, going beyond the bounds of your own comfort and finding the same God at work in a totally different people. The Jewish nation saw themselves as very different from everyone else. They had different religious practices that set them apart from the Gentiles, and chief among these was their diet. In Acts chapter 10, Peter is hungry, and he goes up onto the roof and sees a vision. Something like a sheet is lowered to the ground by its four corners, and on the sheet are all kinds of food that he believes God does not want him to eat. But the voice of the Lord speaks to him and tells him to eat the food. Perhaps Peter thinks this is a test. He says, "Absolutely not." The voice tells him again, and again he refuses. This happens three times, and then the sheet is taken back up to the sky. The vision isn't about food. It's about how Peter's worldview, the core principles he lives by and teaches others to live by, are about to be turned upside down. God sends Peter to a man named Cornelius, an Italian centurion, a Gentile, who is apparently very interested in the Jewish faith. Peter goes to him and listens to his story about how God spoke to him. Peter isn't supposed to fellowship with Cornelius. It's against his code to visit or associate with a Gentile at all. And it is certainly outside of his comfort zone. But in Acts 10, 34 and 35, Peter finally says this, "I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what is right." Cornelius has an experience with God. Peter has an experience with God. And on the other side of their fellowship, Peter has a completely new outlook. Jesus isn't just Lord of the Jews, he is the Lord of the Gentiles too, and they can come to him too. This might not seem like that big of a deal to us in our day and age, but this was huge. It was totally unexpected. It's the reason that most of us can call ourselves Christians today, because God invited Peter to leave his comfort zone, and Peter said yes. That's why this is important. I think there's an idea at the core of the gospel that belonging to the kingdom involves dying to yourself. And that means you might have to leave behind what's comfortable. Being comfortable is not by itself a sin. If that comfort comes at the expense of others, then maybe it is. But staying comfortable can lull you to sleep. It can cause you to miss the promptings of the Lord. And getting uncomfortable can wake you up to new realities, new opportunities. It's how the gospel crosses cultural barriers. And it makes you more alive to the broader reality of God's work in the world. How might God be calling you to get a little uncomfortable. If he is, you can trust that he has good things for you on the other side of that boundary. Why not take a step of faith today? The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.